There is always another story or another side to it, a unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Today, as we commemorate Yom HaShoah, the Jewish world reflects on the occasion, observing the 6 million Jews murdered in the Holocaust by Nazi Germany and its allies, and for the Jewish resistance in that period. During his Yom HaShoah speech, Israel's President Isaac Herzog emphasized his commitment to engaging with Holocaust survivors at the president's residence, where he frequently meets them and their families. He reflected on their painful memories of the Holocaust and urged the citizens of Israel to unite as a nation. Herzog also called for resilience against the divisive forces of social media and incitement, imploring for the swift return of hostages held by Hamas. He expressed confidence that just as Israel overcame past challenges, it would prevail again, honoring the memory of Holocaust victims while strengthening national unity. Today, sirens will echo throughout Israel and ceremonies will remember the Holocaust on Yom HaShoah, reflecting on both historical and recent trauma. This year's observance resonates deeply, intertwining the sorrow of the 6 million Jews killed during the Holocaust with the fresh grief from the events of October the 7th, 2023, which continues to haunt many. They will all be honored and remembered, reaffirming the Jewish people's commitment to never again, a principle which underpins Israel's existence. Across in the United States, we declare that never again means now. Words from the President Donald Trump of the United States as he calls on all Americans to observe Holocaust Remembrance Day, with particular focus on the atrocities committed by the Nazis and the tragic loss of countless lives due to anti-Semitism. He assured that the White House prioritizes its commitment to preserving the memories of Holocaust victims and recognition of the profound impact of their loss. Additionally, Trump noted the emergence of Israel as a self-determined nation following the Holocaust. As we continue to commemorate this day of Yom HaShoah, let's reflect on such news making headlines worldwide. During an address to 4,000 community members and allies at a national Yom HaShoah commemoration, British Home Secretary Yvette Cooper stressed the significance of remembering that the Holocaust originated in a democracy. She also reaffirmed the government's solidarity with Jewish communities and its commitment to combating all hatred now and in the future. 80 years ago, Peter Jablonski rescued a Jewish orphan in Warsaw by hiding him for 5 months. After liberation, Jablonski facilitated the boy's recovery and his relocation to Canada. This Yom HaShoah, Jablonski's heroism, will be recognized in Jerusalem, honoring those who saved Jews during the Holocaust. Attention is being drawn to the late Rabbi Yosef Mashach's book, Otza HaMaktabim, highlighting the history of Moroccan Jews, celebrating the joy, prayer, and hope experienced in North African Jewish neighborhoods at the end of World War II. The book reflects a legacy that is believed should be preserved not just as a Holocaust memory, but as a cornerstone for a wider Jewish identity. A former Hamas hostage, families of Gaza captives and survivors of the October 7th attack toured and sang at Auschwitz with 80 Holocaust survivors ahead of the March of the Living Today. The event, commemorating 80 years since World War II's end, will feature 8,000 participants, including President Isaac Herzog, discussing anti-Semitism with Polish leaders. And finally, the SS Marine Flasher made history as the first vessel to transport Holocaust survivors and displaced individuals to the United States after World War II. In May of 1946, 867 refugees, including 7 siblings, embarked on its inaugural journey from Bremerhaven to New York. The siblings' historic arrival, notably the children's ages of 6 to 17, attracted media attention, as they are believed to be the only 7 Jewish siblings to survive the war together and resettle in America. The siblings' remarkable survival story is now explored in the documentary Unbroken and is now available on Netflix. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.